Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri State University claims it's not making a statement with its move to designate certain bathrooms as gender neutral. As of yesterday, restrooms on the fourth floor of the school's Plaster Student Union were no longer labeled men and women. MSU President Cliff Smart contends the move was not meant to be a political statement, but an effort to serve all students, including those with gender issues.
This is not making a statement in any way, liberal or conservative. It's just trying to create a non-confrontational, easy way to serve our transgender students, our men and women students, our non-traditional students with children, anyone that wants some more privacy from using a bathroom.
Smart says the school has many single-use bathrooms which can be used by anyone, including non-traditional students with young children. Transgender bathroom use has become a hot-button issue after cities and states have implemented or restricted use based on sexual identity. 10 public safety officers who risked their lives to save others have received Missouri's Medal of Valor. Governor Nixon praises their acts of bravery.
These officers went into raging floodwaters, burning cars, and a burning building to save those who were trapped. Subjected themselves to gunfire to apprehend a double murder suspect, and put their lives at risk to stop someone from committing suicide.
Medal recipients include Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Captain David Marshak and Corporal Brian Taylor, Troopers Jason Hurd, Robert Garrett, and Corporal David Brown of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, St. Charles Police Officer Jeffrey Hairslip, and Springfield Firefighter Michael Cuss. Piano player Johnny Johnson, a driving force in St. Louis' 1950s blues scene, was honored posthumously yesterday with a Congressional Gold Medal. Senator Claire McCaskill presented the honor to Johnson's widow in a ceremony in St. Louis yesterday. Missouri's Claire McCaskill says she and Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson will look for ways to prevent government tax dollars from being wasted. McCaskill has been named the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which Johnson chairs.
I have been an equal opportunity get after him kind of senator. I have not hesitated to criticize the Obama administration, to criticize the Bush administration.
McCaskill says holding government accountable and better protecting Missourians' safety have been the bread and butter of her Senate work. During her first term, McCaskill focused on what she calls wasteful wartime contracting practices in Iraq and Afghanistan, an effort that led to changes in law. The Cape Girardeau School Board held a special work session last night to look for a replacement to its superintendent, who announced his retirement earlier this month. And the Joplin School Board will announce its new superintendent tonight. There are two finalists. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.